888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Oh, hi. My name is Heidi, and I'm calling from Ballston Spa, New York.
From where?
Ballston Spa, New York.
B-A-L-L?
Yes.
S-T-O-N?
O-N. Uh-huh.
Spa.
Spa.
So there must be a hot spring there or something, huh?
Oh, there is. We're right next to Saratoga Springs.
Oh, okay. I knew it sounded familiar.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So what's up, Heidi?
Well, I'm wondering if I have a problem with the way I pump gas.
Ah.
I'm wondering if I figured if anybody would know about proper gas pumping etiquette, you gentlemen certainly would.
Well, it should.
Should.
You don't mean would.
Should. Okay.
You should.
Should not.
Okay.
Well, usually, you know, these days, if you're paying in cash, you have to go into the gas station and prepay. So I did that. I came out, got busy pumping. And as I'm finishing, what I usually do is lift the hose. You know, I've gotten to the amount I paid for.
Yeah.
Before I take the hose out of the car, I lift the hose way up into the air to employ just a little gravity as I shake out those last few drops of gas. And maybe this is kind of unusual. I don't know. I just learned this technique from my father, who apparently always figured that the Maxwell House slogan about coffee...
Good to the last drop.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
in other words, you've paid for your $25 worth of gas. When the gauge got to $25, it shut off.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
No matter what you do at this point, you're not being charged anymore.
Right.
So
no.
You now open the nozzle again.
Right.
You're holding the handle on the nozzle into your filler.
Mm-hmm.
And you're lifting the hose and you're shaking the hose so as to get the last few drops to flow downhill into your gas tank.
Exactly, right.
And Heidi, you have lost it.
Uh-oh.
You are wacko.
Well, you might be able to squeeze
You might be able to get an ounce.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Why bother? One of these days you're going to do that and it's going to end up on your shoes and that's going to cost you $500 and that's the end of it.
Well, I figure, why shouldn't those drops go into my gas tank rather than on the blacktop there?
Oh,
well, they're not going onto the blacktop. Once you release the nozzle handle, the only gas that might be in it is a few drops between the valve right there at that nozzle, okay, and the end of the pipe that sticks into your filler neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there might be four drops in there, but the truth is, if you do what you're doing, you might be, and here's the etiquette question, I guess, shortchanging the next person.
Oh, no. Well, the other day I was doing this, and a guy who'd been pumping gas behind my car at the same island pulls out to leave, and he stops right next to my car and says, "Do you know you're stealing?" And I was so stunned. I said, "Excuse me, what are you talking about?" I thought, first of all, what business is it of his to comment on how I pump my gas? And I thought, it did not occur to me that this could be stealing from anybody because, you know...
But now my brother is telling you the same thing.
Oh, no.
That you were stealing from that very guy.
Now, I don't... First of all, it's an inconsequential amount, and you can obviate
almost
this.
Immeasurable.
It's almost immeasurable, or at least in a court of law, they'd be hard-pressed to prove you were stealing anything.
Oh, good.
And you should go and get your gas at night from now on. So they can't see.
So no one knows what you're up to.
Oh, we're a disguise. You know.
Yeah, I would say, Heidi, this is not something that is worth your brain power. It just isn't worth even thinking about it.
Have you ever seen anyone else besides Dad do this?
No, Dad, myself, that pretty much covers it.
That pretty much.
I've tried to teach this technique to my son, who's now 17 and driving.
Also, he won't have any pot.
These are how these kinds of things get perpetuated.
Yeah.
Passed down from father to daughter to son.
And does your son do it, too? I bet he doesn't.
Well, no. He just flat out refuses to,
bless
you know,
his heart.
Let's think about this, though. What if you did it what if you... Here's what you do. The last guy didn't do it, right? So you pull in. Before you go in and pay your $25, you do this. So you're gonna before your pump starts, so you pull up, you take your gas cap off, you stick the nozzle in the filler neck, okay?
Uh-huh.
You lift the hose over your head, and you press the trigger, and gasoline will come out. That's the gasoline that the previous chump paid for and didn't extract. Because once it passes the meter...
Mm-hmm.
That belongs to the person. Now, if that person decided to leave it, if someone left a quart of gasoline by the side of the road, Wouldn't you pour it into your tank?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think...
That assumes, however.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
So now you can go around to all the pumps.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to pay for gas.
Yeah, just boom, 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 and you do that...
And go from gas station to gas station.
400 or 500 times, you might have a tank of gas.
So I think...
I'm going to make a bet with you.
Okay.
I'll bet...
The bet's not with you, Heidi, is I'm sure it's with me.
It's with anyone who wants it. I'll bet you that if you go in and do what you just said, before you do anything, you find out how much is in there, I'll bet you the answer is zero.
How much are you betting?
I'm betting whatever you want. I'll go for $100 or a penny, anything you want.
Well, you know what? There's no. If I know it, every time I bet you $100, he gives me 50 cents a week and I win. It's okay, it's the first installment.
Well.
And then I get tired of keeping track of it and I give up. So I'm going to bet you the penny.
Okay. I'll bet you a penny.
But we need people. We need people to go and do this, engage in this, and I'm sure there'll be some nut jobs out there who will be able to really quantify the amount of gasoline. And then we need feedback. We need people to go onto our website, cartalk.com, and enlighten us as to their experiences. And then we need a petrochemical engineer or two to explain the various consequences and
or
ramifications,
Heidi,
of doing this.
I'm glad you called us today, because without you, this show would have been even more boring than it is now.
So when we find out that there are many ounces of gas to be obtained, the problem is now that the cat's out of the bag, Heidi, everyone's going to do it. So when you go to get gasoline next month and you elevate that hose before paying for your gas, nothing's going to come out.
Mm.
No, just like the person who's getting gas after you.
I can see it now.
The person who gets gas after you.
The Heidi dilemma.
Oh, no, but here's... But here's what's happening. If nobody does this...
It's a book. I see a book.
I see a moral dilemma. If nobody does this, then everyone is getting the right amount of gasoline.
Yeah.
Because you're always taking some of the other person's but leaving some of yours.
Exactly.
You are interrupting the chain letter. Yeah. We need to know how much gas is in the hose. Otherwise, the curse of the dummy may be upon you. Heidi, it's been a pleasure. Dad, he may be vindicated yet.
Oh, see? Well, thank you very much. And personally, I'd just like to say you guys are to car knowledge and enjoyment what Robert Redford is to the film industry.
Whoever he is.
Is he retired? Yeah. See ya, Heidi.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.